Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Enda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning. This is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Rayleigh and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Rayleigh, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Weekend Gardener. It's been a fun show this morning.
Absolutely.
Where we are at Atlantic Spa and Billiard is one reason. We're in Glenwood Avenue. It's 8721 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, but the weather and, of course, the company is nice. Rufus has busted out his watermelon glasses now, and all is well with the nation.
Oh, yes.
Dave is with us, one of our, as we would call them in the radio industry, a P1 listener.
Priority.
Oh, yes. Wow. So, Dave, what's going on? You got everything planted that Rufus gave you?
I got all the stuff that Rufus gave me planted, so that seems to be going well.
Now, Steve brought this, Nelsa, and as you know, and
a tick kissing a moose on Wednesday.
That's the name of it.
That's the name of it.
So we're gonna have to try and bust this up somehow, and
we can do it. I'll get my hands on it and break it up for you.
All right.
No, I've got pots of stuff all over the yard that my wife has placed where I need to start planting them. So yesterday, she's buying a bunch of stuff, and then I've got
she
these
puts
holes.
Them where she wants you, and you've got to plant them there.
Oh yes, yeah.
Does she measure everything out or what?
Regardless of whether there's roots or anything,
she lets you choose the plants.
I have no say in the selection.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Does that make things easier for her to make? Does she make all the decisions?
She didn't used to. Okay.
She grew a little more confident.
Ever since she retired, she's taken more of an outdoor focus.
But doesn't that make things more easy on you?
She regularly threatens to have people do things to our yard.
Now, you realize that you're on the air.
Yeah, I know.
Is she listening?
And she's probably listening because it was on when I left the house.
What's her first name?
Jill.
Hey, Jill.
We're sorry.
He's just.
You know, my law office messing. Number is 919-829-1988.
I thought you were getting out of the divorce business.
Right. Defamation.
Oh, defamation.
I will do defamation.
Okay.
So anyway, I got a load of viburnum yesterday that I got to put in. A few gardenias and non-nandinas, I guess, are the other ones. That was yesterday's load, but there was a whole bunch of other things already Easter Bunny placed
now,
around the yard.
Now, what kind of nandina are you doing if you need nandinas?
Oh, hold on. These are firepower nandinas.
Old school.
So.
Well, they do.
They do color up.
Little red gumballs. Do they seed also? Don't they seed Nelson like crazy?
Not the firepower.
Okay. Well, I've got the fire bug.
You've got.
I didn't know that about you.
All right, yeah. Here's four healthy clumps for the.
Well, one for you, one for Mike, one for me, and one for Dave.
There you go.
So the next time I need stuff, instead of going out and buying things, I'll help you, and I'll start thinning out your homestead.
Okay.
You don't have to do that. Unless your wife sends you over there.
Exactly. It depends on what's on her list that week.
Well, the Crepe Myrtle Mansion.
Yeah.
The Crepe Myrtle Manor.
Myrtle Manor. There are lots of daylilies that can be divided. Lots of bearded iris that can be divided. Anything there that can be divided.
Well, Steve keeps us well stocked in the daylily.
I'm telling you. He's the king. He's the king of it. All right.
So now, if Steve's still listening, I had tried to email him something about the Siberian irises that he had brought a few weeks ago, and I looked up his email address on the Daylily Club website, and it got kicked back. So I don't know if he's got his current email address on there or if it needs to be updated, but if you could just check that out.
Might have went to spam.
That's why I was trying to see him today. I was going to try to go straight to the source.
Why about that? Well, you just said miss him.
Could have went to spam or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Put your glasses on for that. Bill's getting his picture taken with Rufus. And
those look like Wolfpack glasses.
Watermelon from the farmer's market.
I like it.
Is that the only pair you brought today, Rufus?
No, no. I have another pair in there.
He has. Now, I gave him a pair that are bunny glasses. They have little ears on them.
Blink on
and
off.
Glad they blink on and off, but he keeps those for the parties at his office.
Yeah. Well, now we have another here, Bill, that I think is the
You need with. Some. We need to find some pumpkin glasses.
Yeah.
See if
Monica can glasses. Ooh. Yeah, we're going to talk to Monica here in a minute. Yeah. We need to talk to Phil. Phil, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Well, good morning from Garner, America. Y'all getting it done today, I'm telling you.
We just had Steve come over. He's from Garner. So, yeah, we're always glad to have the home of Angie's.
Yes, sir.
I love to go there.
Yeah. So we love having folks.
I like those fried pork chops over there.
Oh, ooh, man, breakfast. What are you talking? You have to take your shoes off to eat them so your toes can curl up.
Mm. So good.
I think the mayor was on yesterday with PTF, and we're just about joining at the hip here, but it's a beautiful day, and I'm just sitting here looking out my bay window. A beautiful yellow hibiscus just doing well this year. And I had two plant questions, and I'll tag something else, and I'll get off.
But yes, sir.
My hydrangeas this year, beautiful green leaves. I water them. They look lovely. Never got a single plant, a flower on them. I don't know what happened there. But somebody says I need to cut them off right at the ground for next year, and they'll do better. So I'm going to get a professional opinion.
Well, let's ask this. How old are those hydrangeas, and are they the mop heads or the cone shape?
These more of a mop head, I would say. Yeah.
Are they pinks or blues usually when they flower?
Yes, ma'am, they do, and I knew that general soil conditions will dictate a lot of that.
So, and then the question, how old are they?
It's been out there probably about, I'd say about 3 years maybe.
Okay, so not that old. You'd be okay to prune them because they will flower off of new or old wood. I probably wouldn't. How big are they? How big, wide?
It's about knee-high and very broad, very wide.
Very broad, okay. So it sounds like they've been cut before if they're only knee-high.
And it might be a little bit more knee-high. I'm not that tall, so.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I'd cut them to the ground, maybe halfway back.
Halfway back, okay.
Make the branches much sturdier and you know, again, I don't know your soil type, but maybe a little superphosphate may help with some aid in some bloom production as well.
You got any? You got sandy soil out there, Mr. Matthews?
Probably clay.
No, it's more just a mix, kind of a mix.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuquay has more of the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was your second question?
On the hibiscus bushes, they've done very well. Every year, I kind of let them die and replant some more. But somebody said if you cut them back. They'll come back, and I was not sure, and I was going to get another opinion on that.
Yeah, so you mentioned yellow, so there is not a hardy, woody yellow hibiscus for our area. So if yours are flowering yeller, they're tropical.
Yeller and pink.
Yeah.
So it's, and if they have the dark, shiny leaves, I mean, that's a good indicator, too, that they're tropical hibiscus and they're just not going to winter here. Now, I have heard of people digging them up, cutting them back, and trying to throw them under the house or put them in a garage, but I'm like you. If I'm going to do tropical that is definitely not tropical hardy here, then I just buy a fresh one every year.
Okay, that's what I will do.
But the others fail, the ones that are perennial, they do very well.
So the perennial ones, hibiscus, are fabulous, and they're going to have much larger blooms. You know, they're relatively just as heat tolerant. They do need some moisture to keep those blooms. And our buddy out at the farmer's market, John, he shared some
beautiful
hibiscus.
I'm sorry you weren't out there, Mr. Matthews.
And I've got my variegated one and red one planted. So
yeah, we were giving them away. He does that every year. We were out at the market. I guess when we're out there in the summertime is when he usually.
It's like a month ago, but
it was about a month ago.
Long Hill Nursery. He's got some great plants out there
he
for sure.
Does. Yeah,
I will check him out. Yeah, I really will. My pears, was a great year on pears. I've given away so many pears, and unbelievable.
Wow.
And everybody's getting pears. Got Granny Smith apples this year for the first time.
Oh, wow. We don't hear a lot of good news about apples in this area. I'm glad you did. You hear
really
Nelson
is.
Talking about the ones down at Oak Island?
Yes, I did. And my better half made me an apple pie the other night. Which
all right. That's worth it. Well, Phil, thank you so much. We always love to hear from you. Honored to know you.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one, and keep it going on.
Yes, sir. Bye. Phil Matthews, councilman in Gardner, with us on the WPTF Weekend Gardner. We're at Atlantic Spa and Billiard here on... we're back at Atlantic Spa and Billiards, and we're right here at 8721 Glenwood Avenue. Our friend Bruce came by.
Yeah, Bruce Beasley, an old friend from years back.
A fountain native.
Yeah.
Beasley's. There are a lot of Beasley's down east.
Yeah, my neighbor was Beasley.
But Wilson goes to my church, St. Michael's Episcopal. Best church in the world.
Oh, Bruce does?
Yes.
Yes.
And fine people. We're so glad to have seen him this morning. And we got Miss Monica on the line. Miss Monica, you all right today? Did you get enough sleep last night and everything?
Well, I tried.
You tried?
Sometimes
you had numbers and
me.
Figures and vegetables and fruits just rolling around in your head last night, didn't you?
I mean, that's about the truth sometimes.
Well,
right now,
the first issue on the block is we've got Rufus in a lot of photos wearing watermelon glasses. But we need some pumpkin glasses, as suggested by one Nelsa Cox.
We definitely do. I'll see what I can do about that.
I think we haven't run the gamut yet on beautiful
glasses. Well, the watermelon glasses far suit.
They slim your face down, Rufus.
Yeah. Well, and they in popularity, they're much over the Independence Day glasses, every kind of glass I've got, even your birthday glasses. Everybody likes the watermelon glasses, Monica, and they're hinting about, not hinting, declaring that you try to find some pumpkin glasses.
I think that would really hit the spot. Although, yeah. What was it that the News Observer called you?
The moon-faced Edmondson.
Moon-faced Edmondson. Maybe we need some moon-faced glasses.
That's why Nelson said slim down my face.
The watermelon ones, they flare out.
It wasn't nice
to
say,
Nelson.
Oh,
right?
I meant it is a sweet endearment.
So, Monica, what you got out there this morning? What did a pretty morning, number one?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful morning, very fall-like, and it is starting to look a lot like fall out here.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have, speaking of pumpkins, we've got a lot of pumpkins that have moved in this week, and a lot of mums and all the things fall. So if you're looking to start decorating for Halloween or just the fall season, you can definitely come out and find all the great things that goes along with the fall season. Pumpkins of every shape and size and various colors. We have some gourds and we have bales of straw. With the mums, we have mums and more mums, and they're just starting to peek out with that little bit of color, and so they'll last you for a while. We have fall vegetable plants, and of course those delicious North Carolina mountain apples are coming in right now. We're seeing more and more varieties of those each week. And sweet potatoes, new crop of sweet potatoes are coming in now, muscadine grapes. And so we definitely are feeling the fall season happening out here. And the weather is a great thing to go along with it because it's definitely, like you said, a beautiful morning.
Well, it certainly is. And do you still have any butter beans or all the peas gone?
Yeah, we're still seeing a few butter beans, peas coming in. Usually we'll see a lot of the summer harvest such as that coming in right on up until fall. I mean, until it frosts. just depending on when that frost date hits, because a lot of our farmers continue to plant different rounds of their crops to last as long as they can possibly make the summer last. And squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, all those things, we still have a great selection.
Well, I'm thankful for that.
Got some good scuppernons and muscadines coming in too.
Yeah, that's fall right there.
Yes, we do, and they are one of my favorites. They are coming in right now. We'll have them for a few more weeks. And they are delicious. If you've never tried them, I have people sometimes tell me they've never tried a muscadine. So it's one of those North Carolina things you've got to try.
Yeah.
You need a lighter? Yeah.
Where
Rufus is sharing his lighter.
Did you say you were going to get lit up, Rufus? Did I hear you wrong? Or
I thought he was going to set me on fire.
Bill's trying to light up a grill out there.
Well, Monica, I wanted to point out that there's still peaches left. I went by my friend Cindy's, the sugar loaf, and I hate to see peach season go, but
I know.
I think there are a couple more weeks on peach season.
They've been good.
What do you think, Monica? How much longer we got?
Maybe a couple weeks. We've seen some of the varieties, like the later ones, fair time starting to come in. So
Monica, hold on, and we'll be back after the news. We're back at WPTF, the Weekend Gardener, and Miss Monica out of the State Farmers Market, the manager there. What were you talking about, Monica? It went right out of my head. We were talking about vegetables, I think. I don't know. What were we talking about?
A lot of gourds.
We were talking about gourds?
Yeah.
We didn't get into gourds, did we?
I totally blacked out then.
I must have, too.
Are you still well, this Monica?
I think my phone was not going through there for a second. But we do have peach season, I think is what we were talking about.
Peaches. Rufus has left. He's gone somewhere.
He's playing skee ball.
We could tell you didn't like to hear about peaches going away, so it's better off that he's not here.
Yeah. But,
yeah, just maybe a week or two left. Have we had fair time? Has that shown up at the market yet?
Yeah, I think that might have been what I was saying as we went to break, is that some of the fair time varieties have started showing up. And it just depends on what area of the state that the peaches are coming from. Some come in a little earlier. But it's getting to the end, so don't wait. If you want those North Carolina summer peaches, come on and get them. Don't wait too much longer, especially if you're looking to can or freeze and looking for a good quantity. Go ahead and come out and get them. But we have the apples coming behind it, so that's always something fun to look forward to, even though the peaches are going away.
Yeah. Well, we always look forward to coming out there regardless. There's always... always something new, and it's very colorful out now with all the pumpkins. Up at the market shops, it always smells good because they're the Market Bakery and the Market Grill and 321 Coffee. It just always smells good.
It does, and it's a great place to come and shop. Just for your regular grocery list, or if you're looking at a special gift for someone, you can find just about anything in there. We kind of like think about it as being an old country store. We have the old-fashioned soup and cheese, the bottled drink. We have fresh seafood. There's meats and dairy products available, all kinds of barbecue sauces, jams and jellies, preserves. And, of course, you can grab a cone of ice cream or a fresh-squeezed orangeade or lemonade. There's cakes and pies, all kinds of delicious stuff. Just come hungry. That's the best suggestion, I believe, as you're coming to the farmer's market. And enjoy while you're here. The market grill is also there inside the market shop where you can grab a Rufus dog or maybe a chicken sandwich. We do have our seafood restaurant that's just next door to the market shops, and they're serving up good Calabash-style seafood. The Hunter Pork Center.
And like we say every time, you can get three meals out of one.
Golly.
Kemp
is a generous man.
Kemp is the man. He knows what he's doing. He's so kind.
Very nice-sized portions, that's for sure. So you can come hungry, split a plate, or maybe take some home for later. And the State Farmers Market restaurant is pretty generous with their portions as well. And good country-style cooking. And you can do breakfast all day. They're open till 3 daily. Or you can enjoy one of their lunch specials. They bring out a big basket of homemade biscuits as soon as you sit down, and along with some hush puppies, of course. So it's a great place to come and eat and enjoy some family time coming out and stopping and enjoying the meal at one of our restaurants.
I saw someone in my neighborhood. It was a super sod truck out there. They were putting down the... I saw them at two different locations, actually. Someone had bought the big yellow bag of compost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a big vehicle out there handling that. That's a lot of compost. But also somebody was having their lawn redone. I saw a super sod truck out there. And so they were delivering the sod, and there was a contractor out there who I'm sure they recommended putting the I think it was warm season grass too. So you can I guess you can still put it out, but a lot of people are putting out fescue, but they've got it all. It's a very interesting place to visit Superside.
It is, and they have a little plot there where you can see various different varieties of grass, so you can sort of see what they might be like in your landscape, and they can tell you all about them to see what might be the best fit for your landscape. So be sure to come out, support those guys. And they actually have just announced a class they're going to be having on Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. And that's on Facebook. If you want to join that, you can go in and join that if you're going to attend. I think they may have limited seats available, and it's going to be a lawn care class. So that's something they've been doing off and on for the past couple of years, and they usually have a pretty neat experience there where you can learn a lot of great things about keeping up your lawn, and they have some refreshments and maybe some prizes. So come by and enjoy one of their classes.
Wonderful. And Logan's, of course, is their
yes.
almost brand new location. And,
yes.
And that's their new home.
It is. And we're so glad to have Logan's as part of the market again. And, you know, they have just a huge selection of plants and flowers and all types of all the things the garden center has. You know, if you're looking at gardening tools or you're looking some maybe some weed killer or fertilizer, potting soil, wheat straw, fields of pine straw, they have it all. And they do right. have a special sale coming up called Maple Mania on the 19th and 20th. And that is where they're going to have their Japanese maples for 25 to 50% off. So be sure to check that out. And they're also celebrating National Honeybee Month over there, featuring lots of bee-friendly flowers. So be sure to come out and check out Logan's as well as all of our other wonderful vendors here at the State Farmers Market. We're here 7 days a week.
Always wonderful talking to you, Miss Monica. You take care.
Bye, Monica.
You too. Right. Come see us.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back from Atlantic Spa and Billiards here on Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh. All right, we're back on WPTF with Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Rufus Edmonston, Nelson Cox. Harrison is engineering this morning. Our one of our listeners, Dave, is standing here. And Steve, who was just on here, is back on the line. Steve, Dave was sorry that he had missed you. That Dave, you can talk to Steve. Steve, you're back.
Hey, Steve, yeah, you were pulling out just as I was pulling in.
Yeah.
If he was trying to do my email address, he had a plan to come up.
We can barely hear you, Steve. Are you using a Marconi outfit or what?
For some reason, my Bluetooth in my car is not working right.
I hear you a little better now.
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
The email address that he used, if he types family with an I, it won't go through. It's Edward Family without the I and family nc29@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. I will try that again.
And there's a story that when I made that email address, I was in North Carolina and my family was in Memphis. So there was no I in family when I made it.
So they don't use I's in Memphis?
No, the I wasn't in
or
my
did you
family.
Flux spelling?
No, it's like there's no I in team. There's no I in family for Steve.
Oh, okay.
In my family, there's not.
There's
anyway,
no I. All right, well, that's good. Everybody's different.
No, I'm yeah, not bothered. I am not bothered.
All right, I'll look
nor
for that
am
email,
I.
All right?
Thanks, Steve.
All right, thank you, Steve.
Yay, law.
Well, I'm glad he called to clear
yeah,
that up.
Good.
There's no I in the family.
And spell check probably is going to put the I there every time.
Right. Spell check just, I mean, I like it, but it drives you crazy.
It was love, hate.
He gets less spam that way.
He comes up with some crazy stuff.
Probably all right, so. Cliff Joyner
said,
saying of the day, action is the antidote to despair. Very simple, folks, very simple. Joan Baez said that. Yeah. And by the way, the Super Kids that I dearly love, as all of you know, 31 years worth, is going to be held this October 29th at Pam's Restaurant. Now, a lot of you folks
say that again now.
October 29, Pam's Restaurant, Super Kids, almost going to be here before you know it. And so many of our listeners come to that event, and you know you get a good meal, and you help
Wednesday.
Some kids.
That's
a Wednesday. It's a
Wednesday,
yeah.
You usually have things.
No, we're this is the Super Kids outfit.
No, I mean, will they be serving chitlins?
No, that's very exclusive to the Chitlin Club.
And
that's
it right. starts at what time?
And we don't serve six, chitlins to children.
Four, five.
6 o'clock.
Six.
So
five,
it's
six. Okay.
But it'll be good. It's Pam's restaurant, after all.
Yes, I always enjoy
29th.
Yes.
Bring
your
checkbook, folks.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of neat things there.
For a good cause and a lot of bidding and
just fun, good people.
Great people.
And by the way, hello to our friend Lisa Barry. Is it Mike? How do you say it, Mike?
Barry.
She's the curator of the Raleigh City Farm.
It's on Blunt Street.
Yeah, on Blunt Street.
And she was unable to be on today, but she's going to be on the show. What a fascinating thing.
I want to go there. That sounds really neat.
I'm surprised that you haven't been there, Nelsa.
I don't know. I want to go.
It's a nonprofit urban farm founded in 2011. It's on a vacant lot, formerly a vacant lot.
Well, I've passed by it, and I've always been
in downtown.
By it. Yeah.
So well, cool. Folks can volunteer there if they'd like.
You know, I am getting out more now.
You're all over the place.
I am all over the place.
I hear you were moving some plants. Are you moving plants down to the beach?
Yes, I moved the tropicals I acquired over the last several years. I'm moving to the beach. So I carried about four or five different citrus plants. One's a nice big variegated lemon tree. And then several of the calocasias, which are like elephant ears, but lots of different colors and larger leaves or just coloration in the foliage, and the alocasias, but just lots of stuff like that. It's a bird of paradise, which won't usually winter down there, but all kinds of fun stuff. I'm moving down to the beach so I can start.
That's a lot of
gardening
work.
There. Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean,
so where you're growing the vegetables in Julian?
Most of the vegetables, all the vegetables are grown in Julian. Yes,
which is near Greensboro.
So, Mom and I set out some cabbage and broccoli last week, and she's been good enough while I've been gone this week getting it watered, and because it is dry in Julian.
And Level Cross and Climax
and
or whatever.
Red Cross and yeah.
Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
I have been through Red Cross.
Liberty.
I've been through Liberty.
Climax, Pleasant Garden.
I haven't been to Red Cross. Pleasant Garden, yeah.
So
we used to have a lawyer call us from
cool.
Pleasant Garden.
I
hope he's okay.
It's but fun. You know, I used a lot of tropicals in my mother's container gardens, so I was able to dig them up because she wants to start putting hydrangeas in them. So we've been acquiring some hydrangeas and getting ready for a little mountain trip, so I know we'll stop at a couple nurseries.
Wow.
We're going to do Bryson City to Dillsboro.
Yes.
On the train.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
on
wonderful.
The train.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. One of my friends was Tom Gilmore. Gardener.
Yep. The bulb guy.
Yep. Tom was one of my fellow candidates for governor in 1984.
Is there anybody you don't know?
Plenty.
My parents had a little campaign press for them down in their basement on their ping pong table.
Oh, my goodness.
Another good use for
speaking
a ping pong table.
Speaking of ping pong tables, the man to my left has ping pong tables and all kinds of stuff.
I'm going to get me one of them ping pong tables.
A ping pong
ping
table?
Ping pong.
Bill Mitchell here, the proprietor at Atlantic Spa and Billiard. Bill, y'all, smells nice out here.
We've got two grills going now.
So. Wood and charcoal, and you're gonna put some meat on there for long, as they say. Some side meat. I'm gonna put side meat on there. It'd be good too.
That would be good. Yeah.
But a roast of some type.
Pork shoulder.
But turns into barbecue. Hopefully.
And some wiener schnitzel.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna make some barbecue?
Eventually, that'll be barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you do have it all out here, it seems like.
Absolutely. Grills and the whole event here is the Hot Tub and Sauna Expo. So we're showing some great prices. We're remodeling our store here in next month and needed to make some space. And that's fun to see what it's all about and see what we have.
Well, you certainly have a lot to choose from, and I'm sure once people get in there, they don't want to leave for a while, going from exhibit to exhibit, and there's a lot of hands-on, too.
Absolutely. You know, put your hands in the hot tub. Certainly, we certainly have them set up that you could bring your suit and give them a try, even swim in the endless pool.
I didn't see that. I need to see
in
that.
In the back part that you can essentially do laps in your backyard, without having to build an actual, 60 by 40 foot swimming pool.
Now, when Bill says endless, it doesn't mean you can't stop. You're not going to have to stay in there and swim.
Like a mouse on the wheel, a gerbil on the wheel.
That's right.
That's good, because that might take a lot out of me.
Oh, goody.
Okay. Oh. All right, we just heard from Hot Dog. Do you ever go to the Roast Grill? And
I do, absolutely.
Okay, that's Hot Dog George.
Yeah. George, I need some ficus, some fig cuttings from your descendants in Greece.
Yeah. He has a fig tree growing out the back of the place. His grandparents planted back in the 40s.
Right there behind the house. Yeah,
yeah, so it's, it's from Greece. They brought it over from Greece. So, yeah. All right, thank you, Hot Dog George. I guess they're open today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, come get a hot dog there, the real hot dog.
That's right. Well, they're probably pretty good here with the way they're going to smell with the wood. And what grills do you sell here, Bill?
So the Green Mountain Grill Pellet Grill is one of the big units.
Yes.
We sell that cooks. That's what we're cooking the shoulder on. And then Kamado Joe, we've got some real deals on the Kamado Joe, including $600 off the Classic Joe 3, and that's one of their main models. And the Big Joe, which is super large, and then a little tailgate grill, the Kamado Joe Jr., all on sale, including something called a Grill Grate, which can turn your grill and improve your grill with a brand new grate that's aircraft aluminum. So,
yeah, you need to if you own a grill, you need to check it every once in a while to make sure all the parts are in good shape.
Absolutely, we're going to help with that. But the big thing would be the hot tubs and the saunas, hot spring spas, caldera spas, endless pools, and the Tilo sauna.
Some great names and saunas, and of course with the billiards, Brunswick, you were mentioning, is really not in that business anymore. That was the great old name, but you have another great old name here that's still making them.
The Olhausen Billiards, yes. Which are made in Portland, Tennessee, by a man who still runs the business named Donnie Olhausen, and we've been dealing with them for over 30 years. One of the largest Olhausen dealers in the country, and we sell a lot of pool tables, including that rail yard pool table, which is just something, even if just interesting to come see.
How do you get them in the house?
Kyle and Jason are two guys that put them in there. Amazing work. They're country strong, is what I like to say.
They got
to
be strong.
And, you've got that each pool table is in three sections of slate. You carry that in, assemble the table. By the time they're done, that essentially is one piece of slate with super fine cloth, your choice of colors. We've got state red, got Carolina blue, and ready to. Put that pool table in the house.
So it's not like taking a mattress, trying to get a mattress into a door.
Right. We're essentially building that pool table in your house.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
We can move it again, and we even have pre-owned pool tables.
Have they always been like that, or is this?
A pool table has always been like that, essentially.
Huh.
Commercial ones, they might build a commercial one out of one piece of slate.
Yeah.
Because they can actually physically get that. It's always one floor out of a building or an elevator. But in a home, you've got stairs. So generally, we're going a lot of times up to the second floor.
Golly. Well, I guess those guys need to come back and get in the spa when they finish their daily run.
Warm water, relaxation. We've got water fountains that stream into it from above. Certainly some really neat hot tubs in the store here.
Yeah. This would be a perfect day. Got to sit in the shade and.
Absolutely.
Bill, I saw some kids back there having quite a bit of fun.
Kids can enjoy the games and play skee ball like Nelson. Yeah, absolutely. And so there's a lot of fun things in there to do. Absolutely.
Yeah. They were telling Mom and Dad they want that hot tub, though.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having
absolutely.
Us out
Thanks
here.
For having me on the air. This is great.
It.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm so glad to come out here. I'll be in touch for sure.
And the expo's going on until next weekend, so thank you.
We're at Atlantic Spa Billiards here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Making Your Home Great is coming up next on WPTF from the same location here. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for coming out, Steve. Thank you, Harrison. Brother Rufus, Ms. Nelson, thank you all. We love our listeners, too. Thank you for listening this morning. By the way, you can catch podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you like. You can listen to The Weekend Gardener again today at 8 p.m. until 11. Oh, not doing a rerun today.
Oh, okay. No.
Oh.
Be the first your dog thinks you are.
All right. God bless. We'll see you next week from the Aluminum Company.